It's 4630. It's episode 39. It's James Yorkston and Stephen Marshall.
Did we do anything special for episode 30?
No, we didn't, did we?
Should we do something special for episode 46?
We could do, if we remember.
Or episode 4630.
Or episode 39. Episode 39, what about that? Why don't we do something special for episode 39?
Yeah, let's live in the now.
The listener got in touch, and he said that he really liked Burning Spear. That's who we played. That was the only one he mentioned.
Was that last week?
That was last week, yeah.
Do you know, I can't remember what songs we played last week.
Well, we finished with Burning Spear, and we probably played, I don't know. I can't remember either.
Did you bogle out?
I did bogle.
Okay.
Have you had a good week, Stephen?
Yeah, actually, do you know, it's been quite, things have gone right.
It's getting nice, the weather's getting nice, isn't it?
No.
Do you not like this cold?
No, I don't like it.
No. He's reverted to school ground language. He's becoming a hard man. Nah.
I had loads of whiskey today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I haven't had any whiskey. I'm affit.
Are you?
Yeah, just the whiskey, not anything else.
What? But
whiskey makes me feel very blue. Next day, it really, really kicks in.
Yeah.
Devastating. It's a horrible thing, so I don't drink it at all now.
That's probably going to happen. Well, because I was doing a whiskey tasting this morning, so it probably happened to me by the evening anyway.
What, this evening?
Yeah.
Halfway through this, you'll be like,
James, I don't know.
So I'm going to play the new Yorkston Thorne Cairn thing. The reason I'm playing this is because it's a test pressing that we've rejected, so we've got to send it back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing. That just shows that we test our test pressings.
No, I know. But this happened. I know you're always a test pressing rejector.
Well, that's my number.
Serial test pressing.
TPR, you know. No, I'm not. But if it's a duffer, I reject it. Yeah. So I'm going to play this full length version of this. But the other reason is because it's been played quite a lot on BBC Radio 6 and BBC Radio 2, which is nice. And I'm very grateful for all those people for playing it because, you know, it's pretty odd.
But they won't be. Are they not playing the full version?
They're not playing the full version. Okay. They're playing the 4:32 version. So I'm going to play the full version here and. Yeah, so this is Yorkston Thorne Cairn doing a Westland Winds. Thank you.
how Westland went slaughtering guns, bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on whirling wings among a waving grain. White o'er the plain delights the weary farmer, and the moon shines bright when I rove at night to muse upon my charm.
A casa é a flor do real.
I made a mistake there because I didn't see the button which had that turned down. And I don't think it deserved to, because it sounded really good. Yeah, so sure I'm a bit disappointed that we missed the beginning of that.
Well, don't worry, when nobody else is listening, I can play the 3 seconds that we missed.
Okay, that's fine. Who was that then?
That was Sessa, and that's off an album called Grandeza. And honestly, I think it's brilliant. It's a brilliant album.
We've played that before, right?
No.
No?
We've talked about it.
Oh, we've talked about it, right.
But we haven't played it. We've talked... The listener doesn't know we've talked about it.
Right, no, we've just talked about it. They wouldn't know because they can't hear the bits when we're not talking.
Oh, if only they could.
I know.
And you played the 10-minute, the full 10-minute.
I played Yoxan Thong Khan. Yeah, it's the 10-minute version of Westland Winds.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, no, I think it's, for me, I didn't think of it until too late, but I wish I'd asked Domino to put it on 10-inch like we did Langtune.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's that quality. I think it's one of the best things I've been involved with. I actually love the whole album's.
When
really
is this
special.
Album out?
January the 24th.
And
we have a Celtic Connections launch on January the 22nd.
Can I ask about this test person is one that's been rejected.
Yeah. So, by me.
Yeah, and why have you rejected this one?
Well, you would have heard quite a few clicks in it. And
I thought that was just you clapping your like slapping your thighs.
There was too many clicks in it.
Right. Okay.
One is too many actually. You know.
Yeah.
But there's way too many in that. But they thought it was we're getting that side completely recut, but the pressing plant thought it was just a dirty head or something
right,
like that.
Okay.
But it's been completely recut.
You hear it. I mean, I heard that it caught my ear.
Yeah,
the first time it happened, but I genuinely thought it was somebody slapping, or clapping or something.
No, it wasn't. But the thing is, the people who buy vinyl tend to have nice machines to listen to it on, and if there's like clicks and stuff, I don't mind on old vinyl at all. A lot of the vinyl we play here is really old, and the clicks don't bother me at all. But when you buy a brand new bit of vinyl, vinyl, tell me this, Stephen, as a vinyl man, you don't buy much new vinyl, but do you think with all this global warming and saving the planet, do you think we should even be putting music out as a physical product?
Mm. Yeah, I know. I have actually thought about that. Because
you can just do it all as download now.
I know.
I mean, I'd hope that my records aren't single-use plastic. I'd hope that... you know what I mean? I'd hope that they're played over and over.
I treat them like a flexi disc. Do you know, so it's funny. So I've started... When I've started releasing records, I've started... I've stopped putting a cellophane wrap on them.
Right, okay.
So they just come in the cardboard.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've stopped putting them in plastic sleeves when I send them out to people as well.
Well, we stopped using plastic CD cases. I think, let me think back which album it was. I think the first one we used which wasn't plastic was the first run of I Was a Cat from a Book. I think it was that, but...
No, because there wasn't... Hard Rolls In was a paper.
Was it? No, that was just if you got the paper one, then you got the So we tried to stop using plastic a while ago, but I mean, it hasn't saved the planet apparently.
No, I don't. Records aren't going to be the thing that makes a difference.
No, I know they're not, but at the same time.
But I do buy new records. In fact, tonight I'm going to play 3 different new records.
Is that, well, if we have enough time with all this chit chatting,
have you got something ready for next?
I do actually. I'm going to play a song by Dan Withered Hand. If you don't know Withered Hand, it's your friend Dan Wilson from Edinburgh, and he's released 2 albums and a few EPs, including one that Stephen put out on his label, one on the EPs on Stephen's label. Oh, it was just a single, wasn't it?
It was a single, yeah.
And this is a 10th anniversary thing he's done, and I think it's like his old songs, but played with strings or something. Anyway, I'll play it and you can see what you think.
I've been losing all my friends. Wave another empty bottle in your face. like I'm hitting it hard, but that's just pretend, like you know I'm not. Wouldn't know where to start, I've been here before. I went and got lost, wasted back end of our pantomime horse. All we seem to do these days is wave our arms and yell, and other people are hell. What's that song you're singing? Everybody hurts when everybody lies. Don't wanna remember too many regrets. Smoker, though I said I was, in an elevator stuck between the floors, it was bringing me down. Don't let them forsake you.
Thank you.
Alice Coltrane with Shivaloka. What did you play before then?
Dewey Redman from the Musics album.
No penalty.
Shut it, Alice.
Can't believe she did that. Bad behaved.
Dewey Redman.
That was brilliant.
Unknown Tongue.
I love that. And I played Nerija, who were on Domino. Same label as myself, obviously.
Yeah, I think that was brilliant.
Yeah, it was really good, wasn't it? It's a track called Swift from an album called Bloom, which came out this year at some point. It's really good.
I'm going to buy that album.
And also, they've done that thing that YTK quite often do, where they've got too much music for one 12-inch, so they've spread it over three sides, which I love.
And then there's a side with nothing on?
There's a side with a picture on. I'll show you the side with a picture.
Accountants definitely don't like that. It's like half filling a whiskey cask, taking up space. Yeah.
Well, what we used to do with YTK is on the fourth side, I just put like a really horrible droney noise. But people
liked it.
Yeah, I've got another career as a droney noise guy. No, people kind of took it seriously, so I didn't want to do that.
We were pretty jazzy this week.
It was quite jazzy. And then before then we played Withered Hand.
That's
with
right.
No Cigarettes. And then, is that all we've done?
We did, we played loads of really long songs.
Loads of really long jazz things.
Let's stop now and then we can come back next week.
Thank you for listening. And we'll hear, no, you'll hear us next, well, you know what I mean. Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
For your kind and loving attention, and good luck to each and every one of you.